So, our book, Roman numeral 12, starts April 1957 and runs through July of the same year, and starts again with the haptoglobin purification continued. So, acetic acid wash, dioxins allowed to settle, etc., serum added, and divided into three parts, and one was distilled water, or added hemoglobin to each, and then divided into three parts, distilled water, 0.01 molar sodium chloride, 0.05 molar, and looking at the gels. Came up with the haptoglobin increases approximately linearly with an increase in ionic strength, in fact, so eluting with 0.05 molar sodium chloride and hemoglobin gave even more. So I increased the ionic strength of 0.05 molar and made a comment to try that even more. So Tuesday, April 16th, continuing the argument. And the results show very little increase in haptoglobin with increased ionic strength. So for example, 0.2 molar shows two fast impurities, 0.1 molar shows a trace of the fast, 0.05 molar shows minute trace of impurity, and but 0.05 molar, 0.05 it's not clear what that means. 0.05 shows no haptoglobin at all, no impurities. So what that meant, I'm not sure. Not very important to worry about. I began to think I might as well do this with a column rather than with powders. So I made a crude column test, and I put the resin above some starch powder in a little column, and I ran through a 0.5 mils of serum and then water, and then eluted with 3% hemoglobin in gravity, and comment, neither any good. April 16, 17, trying to see if I could get any copper binding protein, and a millicurie of Cu64 was injected at 8 p.m. into wherever, I think probably this must have been into a a sample of serum, with and I had this is probably what had been used. These were sampled from a person with Wilson's disease, and the clinical test was to use radioactive copper 64 with a patient who was thought to have Wilson's disease, and I was given these samples to look at from this individual. So the injection was at 8 p.m. and then samples were taken at 8:15 p.m., 9:30, 11:05 p.m. and 2:15 a.m. and I got these samples. and ran them on a gel. And were put on to film. So I tried to do an autoradiograph of them. Put over two sheets of X-ray film at 10:25 p.m. all having run the gel. I used two small strips soaked filter paper as markers, and the film was put on top. I don't know what the result is. It'll no doubt appear. I don't see the results of that experiment yet. Maybe it'll turn up later in the book. I'm back to haptoglobin purification with 10 mils of fresh Dowex, etc. And got some binding material. Haptoglobin okay, it says. Thursday, April 18th, continuing there with Dowex 50, sodium salt, added a little sulfonic acid. That must have been sulfuric acid, I'm sure, to bring pH to 5.2, and add up the hemoglobin to get it to bind, etc. And did the usual trick of eluting with 0.3% hemoglobin in distilled water. Negative results for haptoglobin, so that 0.3% hemoglobin in distilled water didn't elute anything. Still a little puzzled. So Dowex, in the following page, Dowex 50 and Dowex 2 were tested, all negative, not kept. Friday, April 19th, was an attempt to do something with glass beads. It's not at all clear what this was about. To see if I could get the hemoglobin to bind to glass beads, I presume, because they were glass beads were soaked in hot potassium hydroxide and then concentrated HCl and washed. pH and the acid was 5.3 and the alkaline was 8.4, and added hemoglobin to the suspensions, etc., trying to use glass beads instead of the Dowex resins. All completely negative for haptoglobin, so glass beads didn't work. Monday, April 22nd, more tests with Dowex 2 acetate and both are negative, the two tests. Continuing with this on some column tests. Which were various fractions collected on Monday. But let me go through that again, because this is a critical experiment that told me what was happening. Um, So I go over this experiment again. On Monday, April 22nd, 20 mils of packed Dowex acetate were washed, and 5 mil small samples were made up to 50% with distilled water and added freshly thawed serum to the larger batch, and a smaller amount of older serum to the other batch, and washed 4 times with distilled water each case, and extracted as a small portion for test. With a comment that both the tests were negative, these fast experiments not kept. These fast experiments do not pay, is the comment. To check if hemoglobin extraction is the cause, extracted a second portion with 0.05 sodium chloride hemoglobin, an okay result. So comment on the left hand page that this was evident with a column that was made in little columns. Must repeat this Thursday or Friday experiments with sodium chloride hemoglobin. So repeat on Thursday was plasma, ALL plasma in the usual way, and eluted with 0.05 sodium chloride and hemoglobin, and an MJ plasma in the usual way, eluted with 0.05 more the sodium chloride and hemoglobin, and a control of 0.05 more the sodium chloride, and the result is that showed that hemoglobin was not necessary, that I got plenty of a sample of a haptoglobin off with MJ sample with just sodium chloride elution, not quite as much as I got with the sodium chloride hemoglobin, but it showed that hemoglobin was not necessary to elute the sample. And I have a column test with various fractions from the column. So, but with some problems of the filter paper absorption in the electrophoresis, but the various fractions from this column test showed that you got a lot of haptoglobin that came off in fraction 2. Thus, haptoglobin comes off with the earliest front and can probably therefore be got off at a lower ionic strength, especially if the pH is kept low during absorption. And a big comment, hemoglobin is unnecessary. So hemoglobin is not necessary to elute the material from the Dowex resin, and the Dowex resin didn't appear to be red when hemoglobin was run down initially, suggesting that hemoglobin had nothing to do with the whole system. A glass bead test on April 23rd, both negative, not kept. Glass no good for straight work. Repeat of the acetic acid bounding experiment. With Dowex 2 acetate, MJ serum washed with distilled water, and the pH of the third wash was 5.1, and extracted with 0.1 molar sodium chloride. No hemoglobin at all in this experiment. one experiment, and the other experiment was washed with attempted extract, etc., etc. And so here is the result of this experiment, is that almost approximately zero a pH 5.1, whereas the usual method gave haptoglobin in the usual way, whereas the pH was 3.4. And so approximately zero is the comet with acetic acid binding. So therefore the isoelectric point of haptoglobin is probably greater than 3.5. I'm getting there, not quite there yet. A comment that on the next page, I tested samples in formate buffer and acetate buffer and the usual borate buffer, and looking for the migration of the haptoglobin. It seems likely that the isoelectric point is in the region of 4.6 to 4.8. It's possible that accurate pH of around 4.7 would elute the fast impurity but leave the haptoglobin on the resin. So I'm realizing I can use this to purify the haptoglobin. Still doing it in columns, which are a little bit more clumsy, but allow larger amounts. Following the elution with conductivity measurements of when the sodium chloride comes out. 4.5 April 24, 4.5 mils of freshly thawed Otter Hill serum. In a 90 mils total volume of distilled water, plus the resin. Washed in 2 liters of water, decanted, etc., etc., made into a column. So I did the binding in solution and then put it into a column to elute it. And it commenced, so no hemoglobin at all in this experiment up to this point, and commenced washing it with 0.05 molar sodium chloride, and watching the pH, and watching the conductivity and the frothing of the material as it came off in different fractions. So diluting, starting at 3:55 p.m. with 0.05 molar sodium chloride, and getting the resistance and also the time, so that began at 3:55, and at 5:15, that by then the conductivity had begun to increase of the eluate, and went down to quite rapidly, and pH at a time 5:21 p.m. The resistance was now quite tenfold lower than it started, and it was frothing, suggesting that there was protein in the 5:21 p.m. sample, which we shall see the answer shortly with an interlude of a family study. The first 15 samples were tested on April 24, and the results showed that fraction 1 had, let's see what, oh yes, tubes 1 to 10, about 0.4 millilitres per tube, 11 to 15 about 0.8 millilitres, etc. And so the first 15 tests samples were run on the gel after being eluted with 0.05 molar sodium chloride, and the results are sample number four, two and three and four had haptoglobin, of which three was very strong. So the comments are the following. The detection system is quite safe, and a drop of resistance of 50% is adequate to tell me when to start collecting things. And the fast impurity is the most trouble, but haptoglobin comes off so readily that probably 0.02 molar sodium chloride is adequate. So it's now refining the system. But the answer is that you don't need hemoglobin bound to the column, and you don't need hemoglobin to elute from the column. It's all a matter of ionic adsorption at the suitable pH and elution with sodium chloride. So on this gel, I have a nice result sketched that the usual gel fast impurity, probably albumin, and so could be removed by a second absorption. The acetate shows the result confirms previous work that the isoelectric point is close to pH 4.7, so could first try dilute acetic acid extraction, etc. They're trying to refine things. And doing this at April 25th, Thursday. So now I'm refining the system, but I obviously have a way of preparing haptoglobin. Turned out to be very reliable and very secure method of getting haptoglobin quite relatively pure from serum in a single step column. Another family study tucked in there on April 26, bigger samples. Some comment here that trying acetic acid as an eluent, that acetic acid does not displace the haptoglobin, but might be used to remove the fast impurity, especially after a second absorption. Must try lower sodium chloride on the column, etc. Saturday, April 27th, a different detection system, column, etc., an elution. And the results of an elution with 0.02 molar sodium chloride, and haptoglobin is still obtained in fractions 2 and 3. Beginning, I think, to collect the fractions when the conductivity had begun to change. More columns, more tests, April 29th, Monday, April 29th, pH, etc. Results were expect haptoglobin in fractions 2 and 3. And the results show that number 2 is the maximum, but there's still some, and so long afterwards is 5. And worrying about now about the column being a good column. Continuing of the same vein. Some comments now written by Otto. Maybe he was writing down and I was doing it, I don't know. May 1st, try DEAE cellulose instead of Dowics. Not kept. I must have had some sort of reference here of the use of DEA cellulose, because I have a comment here that the original reference suggests that that alpha 2 cannot be got off at either end of a chromatogram, so stick to Dowics. Thursday, May 9th, similar experiments to try to control the pH of the serum to a level where most of the impurities do not go onto the resin. Because looking back at an experiment with a resin hydrochloride on April 15, where no fast impurities were present. So I take the usual 10% dialyzed serum, which is pH 6.65, and adjust the pH with acetic acid 4, 4.5 and 5. Getting some clear precipitates, not surprised. Some columns overnight. I'm quite puzzled by the fact that quite a lot of this writing is not my writing, and yet I'm describing experiments that I'm doing. So it's possible I was dictating this, these writings. But, it's a little bit strange. Tried Dowics 1, comment that as here used, it's unsuitable. Having some difficulty reproducing results, because there's a note that May 7th, this is a note written probably on May 15th or 14th, that note that May 7th was the last result with a high haptoglobin, and this was the last with 4 mils of serum, etc. Doesn't agree with that difficulty. And Otto Hill, maybe there are two experiments going on at once, because here's a comment with outlined very heavily with marking. Otto Hill has been using 2 to 3 minutes, and I have been using 15 minutes. An illusion. Let's stop. More pages of material in Otter's writing. Comment on May 21st that this experiment was designed to see if the rather low concentrations of haptoglobin in recent experiments were due to technique. Careful check at all stages was made, but still the concentration rather low. must try different things, etc. And that's where I'll stop today. I'm a little tired now.